The Class B Boys Regionals are set, as it will be number one Caribou against number two Ellsworth. To start the night tonight on Wednesday, Ellsworth got by Washington Academy in the nightcap. Caribou, the number one seed, rolled to a win over number 12 Old Town. Coming up, you'll hear from interviews from Ellsworth players Jackson Curtis and Hunter Curtis, their coach Peter Austin, and then Caribou players Alex Bouchard and Michael Brigman, and coach Kyle Corrigan.
Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
Here with Jackson Curtis after a 54-34 semifinal win. Kind of, what was the game plan coming in?
Well, get a lead early because they like to slow the pace down when they get a lead, and box out because they all crash on the offensive boards and it worked out.
And speaking of box out, you had a big rebound in that. Is that something you thought you guys could exploit?
Yeah, I mean, rebound is just hard work. Just box them out, push them out of the paint, and go for the boards. You win the rebounding totals, you're generally going to win the game. So.
You had a big game, but after the first quarter, it wasn't as much for the points. But you had to have Darby and Hunter step up, too. You have that, you know, that trio plus others, huh?
Yeah, we're a very talented team. Anybody can score anytime down the floor. You know, it doesn't always need to come from one person. Cecil's a good defender, and he's very long, so he's tough to score against. So, you know, I kind of took a back seat and facilitated a little bit and just worked on rebounding.
Yeah, and now you're going to be playing on regional final Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. This is where you want to be, and it doesn't get any easier, obviously, but you're looking forward to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is something, you know, we've been dreaming about since day one. We came into the tryouts this year, and that's one more step in the right direction. So.
Excellent. Good luck, Saturday. Right,
thank you.
After these messages, you'll hear from Hunter Curtis.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of a community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site, automatic, state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
Hunter Curtis here with me after a 54-34 semifinal win. Hunter, what was the game plan coming in?
We wanted to drive the ball inside and keep the pace up because we know if they get ahead of us, they're going to slow the ball down.
And you guys had a huge rebounding edge against them. That's something you thought you could exploit coming in?
We knew we had to. We knew we had to because, I mean, if they do, they might control the game.
And then you had, you know, Hunter getting his points in the first quarter. He didn't have to score the rest of the game, and kind of yourself and Darby really took over, especially Darby there in the fourth quarter. Good to have that balance, huh?
Oh, we have quite a few guys that can score, and it's very helpful.
Yeah, now you're on regional final, on to regional final Saturday. How's that feeling? You know, it doesn't get any easier, obviously, right?
Yeah, I mean, Caribou's going to be good, but or whoever they play, whoever we play, but yeah, it'll be a good game. I'm excited, though.
Okay, thank you.
Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, maineathleticfundraising.com. If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums.
After these messages, you hear from Coach Peter Austin of Ellsworth.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride, Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people, some call a sense of pride, a building, growing feeling that comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln Main Federal Credit Union, they offer both high interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Main Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMainFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit, hometown community pride.
Lincoln Main Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Here with Coach Peter Austin after 54-34 semifinal win over Washington Academy. You had a big rebound in edge, Coach. Is that something you thought you could exploit coming in?
Well, going in, we wanted to pound the post. And in the two games that prior, when we played them before, whoever won the rebounding battle won the game. So, that was one of our concerns going in.
Yeah, and, your leader, Jackson, he had 10 first quarter points. He didn't have to score the rest of the way, and you guys still picked it up thanks to Hunter and Dobby, huh?
Yeah, they hit some shots outside. Connor had a couple of nice threes, Crawford. So it was a team effort, and we were distributing the ball, especially the first half. We couldn't have played any better. Maybe next game we can just play two good halves instead of just one.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, you guys kind of put on a show.
Defensively, we played well all night. We worked hard, and we wanted to keep everybody in front of us. And we pretty much did a pretty good job doing that.
And kind of defensively, what did you do against them?
Our goal was to keep everybody in front. We know their guards are really quick, so we laid off them and wanted them to hit the outside shot. And thankfully, they didn't hit too many outside shots. So.
And obviously, it doesn't get any easier. You got Caribou Old Town, but you're where you want to be right now. But
yeah, we'll sit back, relax, watch this game, and have some fun Saturday.
Thank you.
After these messages, you hear from Michael Brigman of Caribou.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic. And we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
Michael Brigman with me after a 73-32 Caribou win this evening. You got rolling. You got one in and just kept shooting, huh?
Yeah.
You got five. You obviously, Parker, Alex, so yeah. You got a lot of attention, but you certainly filled it up tonight.
Yeah, I felt good. I was open a lot of time, and my teammates just kept giving me the ball, so I felt good.
Yeah, and, kind of when you're hitting like that, kind of, takes the pressure off the other guys, right?
Yeah, 100%. I felt good. I felt confident,
And now you're a sophomore, so you don't have a lot of experience on this floor, but kind of good to get this under your belt before the regional final?
100%. It feels good to get all this out of the way.
And you played Ellsworth during the season, and you're going to get to play them again, one against two. This is what kind of people hope for, right?
Yeah, for sure. They're a really, really good team. It's going to take a lot to beat them, for sure.
All right, thank you.
After this message, you'll hear from Caribou coach Kyle Corrigan.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on site as well as same day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams.
Coach Kyle Corrigan.
They played pretty confidently, it looked like, especially offensively. They just looked like they're really in a good flow.
Yeah, once we get rolling, things really start to settle in for us. I mean, the first couple possessions, I wasn't too pleased with a couple of the turnovers. I think we were trying to throw the ball into areas that were never open when we could have easily just kicked it out for an open shot. So I think we settled in, though. We've kind of, that's been our MO all year. We haven't started games as well as we would like to, but once we get going, it's really a good thing for us, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. So
has Brigman done that previously during a real game?
He's hitting a few. He had a two-game span where he was 9 for 11 from three. We call him, this is practice Mike to us. We call him practice Mike because he's usually the opposing team's best player in practice, and he absolutely lights us up every single night in practice. And sometimes I get upset to the point where I say, Mike, we'll go change over. You're gonna go white for a few, and we'll put somebody else on maroon. So he's very capable of that. He's just a sophomore, but you know, we took him as a freshman last year, and you know, just seeing the way that he can score the basketball, and this was just kind of a glimpse of what he does. He shot the three well tonight. He's actually really good off the dribble too, and he had some really tough shots in practice. So that end of second quarter three by him was unreal. Hand in his face, yeah. Guy didn't bite on his pump fake. He still found a way to get it in. So.
And he's got, obviously, he does have a lot of complimentary pieces out there. So, if someone's going to get open, if they're going to forget about someone, it's probably him at this point.
Right, exactly. You know, he comes off the bench. He's had our sixth, seventh man role all year. Minutes are sporadic, but he's the kind of kid that's totally bought into our system. You know, he doesn't care if he's playing 2 minutes, if he doesn't get in one game, or if he gets 25 minutes. He's the kind of kid that he's willing to do anything for the team. And you know, that's what you need on a good squad and a deep squad. You know, we got a bunch of those kids, which is really good.
And that him doing that takes off of Parker, Alex, Sawyer, the rest of your big status. That takes the pressure off him.
Oh, absolutely. And our guys, you know, we weren't really hitting early on. You know, I think we still missed a couple of ones. I know a couple of our guys were upset with the way they shot the ball today, but that's basketball in general. You're gonna have good days, you're gonna have bad days, and we're always looking for somebody to step up. You know, we've had Jake Burkowski step up this year off the bench. Michael stepped up. Corey Herbert's given us really good minutes off the bench. So it's usually a complete effort. Like Mike had a really good first half, and we had a couple guys step up in the second half. Really impressed with my bench when I put them in at the end there. They were shooting the ball really well. They're working hard. Can't ask for much more than that.
You guys, obviously, the one seed, a lot of people's favorite. Nobody overlooked the 12 seed, though, did they?
No, absolutely not. I mean, they're not the 12 seed. I told them once they beat the 5, they moved into the 5 spot. Once they beat the 4, we can now consider them the 4 seed. They were playing really good basketball at the end of the season. I think we just played really good today. Definitely a complete effort, both on the offensive and defensive side of the ball.
And now you go up against number 2, one against 2. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Ellsworth's a great team. I love Coach Austin. A couple of their guys after the game I shook hands with and talked to really, really briefly while we were walking out. They got a really good program, a bunch of really great kids on their team. A lot of our guys are actually really good friends with a few of theirs. So it's going to be fun. You know, we'll prepare for them. We played them twice on the season. It's just going to be a battle. I'm really excited. This is kind of what I was hoping for in the beginning of the season. Caribou Ellsworth, just because I love going up against those guys. They always give us everything. So.
Excellent. Thank you. After these messages, you'll hear from Alex Bouchard.
If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com, located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square.
Here with Alex Bouchard after the 73-32 Caribou win here in the semifinals, setting up a matchup with Ellsworth on Saturday. Alex, first let's talk about somebody who doesn't get a lot of attention from you guys. Michael Brigman came up big for you in the second quarter, didn't he?
Yeah, Michael came up huge today. He's the type of guy who, if he makes one, sees one go through, then he could do some damage for us on the offensive end. He ended up getting one, then get another, and it just kept rolling for him, and he was able to knock down some more, and he really helped us out today.
And, you guys obviously come in as a 1-seed, the favorite. They're the 12-seed, but you didn't look by them at all, did you?
No, we don't look by anybody. Yeah, that's been our mindset all season. We go one game at a time. We prepare for that team, and we go in there and we play hard no matter what. Any team can beat anybody at any time, so we just keep our head up and play hard.
And, you know, this is a matchup everybody, a lot of people are respecting Caribou and Ellsworth. What do you think about that matchup?
I'm excited. They're a good team, and I look forward to playing good teams. It's a good challenge, so I'm excited to get back out here Saturday and see what we can do.
Excellent. Thank you.